God's love.
Anything left unattended will run down. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and it's Love Week on Wake Up Call. In physics, the law of entropy indicates that all systems left unattended will run down. Unless you pump newer energy in, the organism will disintegrate. Well, it's the same for love and marriage. If you leave it alone, it will disintegrate. The Song of Solomon is a story of two lovers who show us how to romance one another. They speak to each other using positive words. Now, communications is always the key in any relationship, but it also goes to the type of words that you use in that communication. If you use words that denigrate and make people feel bad or pull them down, you know, words like stupid and ugly and profanity, or why can't you be more like him or her? Why can't you be like his wife or her husband? Try using terms of endearment. Like in the Song of Solomon, cheeks are beautiful with earrings and your neck with a string of jewels. Positive words, passionate words that raise the pulse rate and the level of intimacy. Personal words that identify the hidden pearls. Hidden pearls are what Gary Smalley calls hidden positives that tend to get buried underneath the daily grind. You know, underneath the work and the hectic hassles, the commute, eat, sleep, kids, bill, career, family, paychecks, eat, sleep, kids, coworkers. Yeah, just making it from day to day, you fail to see those positives that brought the two of you together in the first place. Start with words. Before the day is over, speak positive and passionate and personal words to the one you love. And then do something different to demonstrate this love. You know, you keep doing the same old thing in the same old way, you're going to get the same old results. Why not try a foot rub, a massage, a bubble bath, a candlelight dinner that you cook for her? If you can't cook, order it in. Let him have the remote, or leave a love note on the refrigerator door, the bathroom mirror. Call from work and say, baby, you know, I just miss you today. Send him flowers. Have a stay-at-home vacation. That's when you send the kids to visit your parents for the weekend. Go back and think of all of the things you used to do and then do them again. Marriage won't continue to be great, marvelous, and wonderful just because you love each other. You have to work at it. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your Love Week Wake-Up Call.